Please turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to read 13 through 15. What I'd like to do, and as I do a couple of exhortations, is bring you a series on wisdom. The Proverbs speak a lot about wisdom, and so we're going to mind the Proverbs a little bit about this amazing gift of God. So let's read today Proverbs 3, 13 through 15. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you may desire cannot compare with her. Amen. Today, I think, as we talk about wisdom, you know, we typically jump to a lot of the practical applications of wisdom and how to do it and how to get it. But before we go there, I really want to talk about kind of the why. Why do we seek out wisdom? I mean, why do we do this in the first place? What is our motivation for seeking out wisdom? Well, let's look at the heart of wisdom then this morning. Knowing the motivation and the heart of our pursuit of wisdom is important because we don't want to jump too quickly to just solutions and answers and formulas, do we? Because if we just have a bunch of practical wisdom, even biblically based wisdom, what does that get us? Does that get you eternal life? Just to make good decisions in life? Just to guide you and navigate you through life? Is that what you want? If this were true, then non-Christians or unbelievers, even if they were obedient to just follow the precepts here, what would they get? Maybe a good life? Yeah, maybe some common grace of God. Is that what they would get? Yeah, but their motivation, what's a non-Christian's motivation in seeking wisdom? It's self, right? It's self-glorification. Trust me, I used to do it. I was interested in knowledge and understanding and wisdom for me so that I could get rich, so that I could be famous, so that I would be the man. It was for me. But that's not the heart of the Christian, is it? What's the heart behind seeking wisdom? Why should you be a wisdom seeker? As it says here in our verse, why are you happy when you find wisdom? Now, certainly, there are practical applications and dimensions to having godly and following godly wisdom. But is that your main motivation? Is it so that you'll just make the best decisions and live happily ever after? Maybe you'll just, it's so that you'll get the job that makes the most money. Maybe it's so you'll know how to get out of a sticky relational situation. Well, let's step back. Let's step back for a minute and figure out why we're looking in this book in the first place. So children, what is man's chief end? To glorify God and enjoy him forever. See, we know that by the saving grace of God, which took us from death to life, Christ, who became flesh like us, he's a God who wants us to live in communion with him, doesn't he? To walk with him, to be in close relationship with our Redeemer. And it's this amazing relationship with God that we actually crave then and desire to follow his ways, not our ways, not the ways of the world, not the ways of some man, but his ways. Knowing that we've been saved from the pit, we want a life that reflects his grace, a life that makes this incredible salvation known to the world. And so you're compelled to live a life not for you, but for Christ, not based on what you do, but upon what God wants. His wisdom from above that directs how we live, that glorifies him. We want to know this God who saved us, created us, made us, protected us. We want more of Christ, don't we? We hunger and thirst after Christ for his truth and his pattern for life. See, as the redeemed of God, we say, I'm broken, but I'm alive. And since I've been redeemed by Christ, I have a new identity, and it's given me an appetite for God that is stronger than all the other appetites in my life. We want our wills and affections conformed to Christ, conformed to the Father's desire, not for personal advantage, because we rest under the hand of our Father, the glory of God, who knows just what we need right when we need it. So let's look again at our text today. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Why are you happy when you find wisdom? Is it because you'll have your best life now? No, you're happy because God will be glorified when you follow his wisdom. Truth is applied and then lived out in your life, a life given for Christ by his wisdom. You see, when we read the word, we have to read it with redeemed eyes, with a new heart, right? Listen for a moment. What does the word tell us about what's good and happy and blessed? Listen carefully. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Yeah. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Happy that God will be glorified. Matthew Henry said it this way: God calls us to a participation of the happiness of God himself, for wisdom is his everlasting glory and blessedness. This should make us in love with the wisdom and understanding which God gives. See, we don't pursue wisdom to get the good life. We don't. No, we pursue God. We want him glorified. We want our life to be for him. And so we glorify him in this life. We walk in this ways. We commune with him, giving and bringing a life that brings him glory. And one way we do that is by seeking his wisdom. So when you pursue wisdom, now we'll talk in future weeks about where to go and get wisdom from the word or from the Spirit's conviction or maybe from brothers and sisters here in the body. But when you do that, go in faith. Be eager to see what God's going to do and how he's going to be glorified. In other words, as our brother, Pastor Swanson, mentioned in his note in the call to worship in email, be Mary at Jesus' feet. Seek to know him more. And in faith, put that wisdom you receive into a life that glorifies God. Don't have a worldly or fleshy focus, pursuing wisdom because you're looking for a list of what to do next or how to receive some great tip in life and how to succeed in these little things and these situations we get in. No. Seek wisdom to know him more, to be in relationship with Christ. And as you get wisdom, focus on Christ, not on solving a problem. Now, there's one important aspect of wisdom I want to leave you with today. You may have everything you need. In fact, you may even pursue wisdom for the right reasons. But you will not get anything out of it without the right focus and without the right heart condition. Think of Paul, the Apostle Paul, for a moment. Think of how he was used by God. So well trained in his youth, so well established, right? So well even perfected in the knowledge of the scriptures. Yet what does Paul say about all these things? But what things were gained to me, I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellency of knowing Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. I just tell you this because your motivation for seeking wisdom has got to be right. You all know later in Proverbs, it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. So a right pursuit of wisdom comes through humility. If you find yourself never seeking wisdom, never asking for wisdom, it might be because you don't want to hear the wisdom you're going to get, or because you already have in mind what you'd like to do and you think you know what's best. This is pride, brothers and sisters. This is the world's way. But God's way is that in our weakness, we are strong. In our sorrow brings repentance and it's leading to salvation. In our admitted failures brings us together and binds us together in hope. So may your underlying motivation for wisdom be to glorify God and to humbly give your life to him. If you don't see wisdom that way, you'll either not pursue it or you'll reject it and go get it for yourself. But let us receive the admonition, brothers and sisters. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. We must seek and pursue wisdom by faith, trusting in who God is, what he's done for us, what he's doing today, and what he will do in your life. Now, as we enter this time of confession, let us ask ourselves, do we pursue wisdom with the right motivation for the right purposes? It's not a formula or some kind of system or an externalistic chore. Oh, I need to go get wisdom so I have the keys and secrets of how to live a prolific life. No. Wisdom should flow from a humility and a love for God to live a life not for ourselves, not based on what we want or what we think, but a life that glorifies him. Whose will do you want done? Yours or God's? Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you have given us this amazing gift of your truth of wisdom, which is taking these amazing precepts of the God of the universe, of the God of all creation, and humbly applying it to the stepping forward in faith and life and all that we may do. Lord, we repent and confess now that we do not do this all the times, and sometimes we seek wisdom and knowledge and understanding for ourselves and our own purposes and our plans and desires. Oh Lord, we pray that we would only seek these things, that you would be glorified, that our lives would be an offering to you. Oh Lord, we take a moment now to confess these sins.